Welcome back to the Rolling Stones, the studio albums vinyl collection 1971 to 2016, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. You've arrived just in time to hear Mick Jagger talk about the wagging of tongues that happened when the Stones put out a huge hit single to announce their Some Girls album back in 1978.
People will say, well, it was Miss You, a disco record, but only as far as Charlie was concerned, because he's playing Four on the Floor, which is Four on the Floor is four beats on the bass drum in the bar, which was the staple bass drum pattern of disco music at that point. It's funny when you look back on these things because they provoke such emotion, you can't understand why. Why should such a thing like Four on the Floor bass drum provoke any emotion at all? It's just a beat.
Ronnie Wood.
Miss You, Billy Preston was with us and he was highly instrumental in that song Coming Around. And we were doing what Mick does a lot. He always keeps an eye on the fashion in music and the way it's gonna go. He's always a few steps ahead and he likes to keep that way all the time. At that time it was the disco thing. The movement was just happening and that was our kind of forerunner. It's only a slight change of beat, disco, and it's more emphasis on the bass and drums and chipping riffs on the guitars and selling the song via the vocals, which Mick does very well.
I mean, I always liked dance music. The dance music from that period is really interesting because it was all played by musicians and none of it was really computerized, or so the grooves were real, you know, so that was really interesting because it always had a lot of Latin influence. So you had in New York, especially because you had all these tunes like the Latin House and all this. There was a lot of string arrangements, and it was quite an interesting time. And then a little bit later on, it became much more mechanical with the invention of machines to create the grooves, which is fine, but it was much more interesting in this early period. So I was very much like, go out and dance to all that.
I've been holding out so long, I've been sleeping all alone.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
From Some Girls, the Rolling Stones' best-selling album in the United States, which hit number one on the charts, Miss You. Some Girls was also the first album the Stones made with Ronnie Wood as a full-time member of the band, and he and Keith fit together perfectly.
Ever since Keith and I first started to trade licks, it was a very natural thing that for some unknown reason, if he's playing up high, I'm down low, and the other way around. And we cross over very naturally. We call it an ancient form of weaving, which we still are impressed by to this day. And we still like, yeah, man, you know, we just, unexplainable, wonderful things happen. Yeah, so with Beast of Burden, that's another one that just came very naturally in the studio. I slipped into my part, and Keith had his going, and it may have appeared as though it was planned, you know. But it's quite amazing, really, there's no plan.
All right.
Cast a Burden off of Some Girls, one of the 15 albums included in the Rolling Stones' The Studio Albums vinyl collection, 1971 to 2016. At the time the band recorded that album, there was deep concern that Keith Richards could wind up in jail. He had been busted for heroin possession in Toronto. At the same time, people were accusing Mick Jagger of being too wrapped up in celebrity to make tough rock and roll music. As usual, things worked out for the Rolling Stones, as Keith was deemed not a threat to society, and the band played a charity show in Toronto as Keith's sentence. And then there was the impact of punk music, whose artists attacked those who had come before them as, quote-unquote, soft. Keith Richards.
So it went a little downhill for a bit, but I mean, the one function that the punk thing did in the middle 70s and 76, 77, was kick us up the ass. Yeah, we'll provide the one thing they ain't got, the music. Yeah, so hence Some Girls.
That kick in the behind continued for the Rolling Stones as they stayed on the creative role that began with Some Girls for their next album, Emotional Rescue.
I'm so
Emotional Rescue, another album included in the Rolling Stones' new box on 180-gram vinyl, that's She's So Cold. The Rolling Stones' 18th studio album in the United States became another number one notch in their Billboard chart belt, Tattoo You. The amazing thing about this album was that it was made up almost entirely of previously recorded songs that had been left in their vault. Associate producer Chris Kimsey, who had worked with the Stones since Sticky Fingers, spent 3 months going through tapes from the band's last 4 or 5 albums. He then presented the songs that had been rejected or forgotten about that he thought were worthy. The one that opened Tattoo You became an instantly recognizable Stones classic and has served to open up almost every concert since it came out. Start Me Up.
The stories of the miracle that we found that track, because there were, I was convinced, and I think Mick was here, that it was definitely a reggae song. And we did about 38 takes with Start Me Up. Yeah, man, cool, you know, man, yeah, Ja, Rastafari. It didn't make it. I really got pissed off, and somewhere in the middle of a break, just to break the tension, I did it, and we hit the, Charlie and I hit the rock and roll version, and right after that, we went straight back to Stop Me Up, and forgot totally about this one little burst in the middle, until about 5 years later, when somebody sifted all the way through these, after then about 70 takes of Start Me Up, and found that one in the middle, you know, it was just buried in there, you know, and nobody remembered cutting it, nobody remembered doing it, you know, it was like time out kind of thing. And so we leapt on it again, we did a few overdubs on it, and it was like a gift, you know. One of the great luxuries of the Stones is that they have an enormous, great big can of stuff. I mean, what anybody hears is just the tip of an iceberg, you know. And down there, there's vaults of stuff. But you have to have the patience and the time to actually sift through it.
You have to stop me up, but never stop, never stop, never stop.
Start Me Up from the Rolling Stones' Tattoo You album.
And the funniest thing is to read the reviews for that and say, the freshest album in years.
That's next when the Rolling Stones' The Studio Albums Vinyl Collection 1971 to 2016 All Access returns after this short break.